Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I couldn't be more excited about week number one in the NFL, baby. What a game we had last night to start off the year. And I got to tell you, man, I couldn't be more pumped up about what I'm looking at on this game tonight down in Brazil between the Packers and the Eagles. And here's what I want to do. I want to take care of all the listeners. Guys, call this number and get tonight's winner absolutely free on a recorded line. That number, 888-994-6669. And that's 888-9-WIN-NOW. You get the winner of tonight's NFL matchup. Again, Eagles taking on the Packers in Brazil. Guys, I don't like this game. I absolutely love it. And it's free, and it's on the recorded line. Call now, 888-994-6669.
You know, JR, if Isaiah Likely had feet my size, Baltimore could have won that game.
You're not kidding. I mean, if you heard the call, too, in Kansas City, wins by a toenail. Love Hockley. I mean, it was quite the call. An exciting game. Everything we expected it to be. If you remember last week we spoke, I told you defenses were going to be a little bit rusty. They were going to get out to a quick start. Mm-hmm. I thought that we were going to see some touchdowns in the first quarter, and we did right on the first drive. That game handily went over the posted total. I know some guys got a little nervous, especially with the weather that they had to put the game off a half hour before kickoff. A lot of guys were thinking under. A lot of money came in on the under. A lot of the masses of people were on the under, but the big money, the guys that are sharp guys like me, we were betting the over all week long. Weather did not matter.
It's a long season. We're happy to get the football weekend started today. Of course, we got Taking Vegas tomorrow morning with you at 7 o'clock here on WWL. But, JR, I was having this conversation with Tim last week about making my yearly deposit, and I have a bad habit of burning through it early and quickly, and that's not the, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, right, when it comes to managing your money and betting during the football season?
It is really so important. I'm glad you brought this up because there's so many guys that look forward to the season. They don't bet maybe a lot of basketball. They're not betting baseball. They can't wait for the football season. They take the entirety of their bankroll. They put it into their whatever sports book that they're working with. They make their deposit, and then they fire it in. Rather than being smart about it and really sitting down and coming up with a game plan such as, I'm not going to bet any more than a maximum of maybe 5% of what I've deposited on any one game. I'm not going to put any more than 1% on any of these exotic parlays where I'm trying to hit the lottery. Because the problem is, I can't tell you how many people I speak to who've been betting years, Tommy, and have never made a withdrawal. The only button they know on the site is the deposit button. That's not how you make money. You got to be smart. You got to structure yourself, and you got to, and more importantly than anything else, got to be disciplined. Having somebody like myself or my team on your side, we're going to help you not only with the wins and the losses to give you the best sides that you should be picking, but more importantly, helping you manage your bankroll, what portion of it you should be putting into play, when to increase your bets, while at the same time lowering the exposure of your overall bankroll. So again, call that number, guys, to get tonight's winner free on the recording at 888-9-WIN-NOW.
It's not about the team colors. It's not about the logos. It's about the math when you get right down to it, isn't it, JR?
You know, it's hard to explain that to people. Everybody starts talking to me about matchups between the corners and the receivers, the secondary or the offensive line, defensive line matchups, which a lot of times some of that will come into play. And yes, we do look at that. It does take a little bit of stock in what we're doing. However, the money coming in and the money going out, the amount of institutional money versus the masses money is, to me, one of the most important factors. Watching the line move and knowing the reaction of the sports book based on the action coming in. This is how we come up with those terms. You and I have talked about them in the past, like a reverse line movement. Mm-hmm. There's so many different strategies that you got to be able to not just say, okay, I'm going to do this no matter what. You got to break down every single one of these situations individually, which is why I think it's so hard to, as an individual, be able to really try to make money betting on sports. Now, we know it's gambling, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's as high risk that you'll ever be able to put out there, but that's why you get the big payoff. If you know what you're doing and you understand technique and you can follow strategy, guys, you can really make some big scores for yourself throughout the entirety of this football season.
You know what it's like? It's like a doctor not operating on their own kid because you get emotional. You can't do that. That's not the way to handle this. That's why you got to get somebody else involved. Accurate?
Absolutely accurate. Taking the emotion out of it is probably one of the biggest factors, something that I figured out at a very, very young age in this business. You can't have a bias. You can't be a fan of any team, for that matter. I know a lot of guys listening, they absolutely love the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. You should probably bypass betting anything within your own backyard, or if you're going to, have a set amount that you're going to bet throughout the season on just that one team. I mean, if you love the Saints, you want to bet them every week, fine. Make it a minimal, and I mean nominal amount that you're going to bet on them every week just to have a little action and a little bit of cheering. But if you're looking to actually win and make money, you've got to break it down. You've got to look at the numbers. You've got to look at the matchups. You've got to look at the history and then go ahead and pull the trigger and do it for enough where it's not going to impact you if you make unfortunate and have a loss.
You taught me that word. What is Fugazi? Fugazi? What is that?
Fugazi, baby.
Fugazi.
That's when you. That's when you're looking at something and it's nonsense. That's fugazi.
All right, let me
smoke
teach
and
you.
Mirrors. Fake.
Let me teach you a word. Lanyap. That's something extra. So give me a little something extra. How about a free NFL pick today on the air?
You know I don't leave you hanging. Every week I come on, I take care of you guys. I make sure that we give a game that we absolutely love and that I think is going to come in a big way. Now, that being said, you look at this game between the Steelers and Falcons, a lot up in the air. Both of these teams are going to have issues. I think it's going to be major offensive issues. I think you've got a great defense on the Pittsburgh side of the football. You've got issues now with Russell Wilson having calf tightness. He may not get the start. Justin Fields might. Falcons, a lot of new pieces in there. They'll probably be a decent team when we get to the halfway mark of the season once they get some continuity. But the total on this game is only 42 points. It was 43. It's down to 42. I see money coming in by the public here on the over in the game, but the institutional money, that big money came in early on the under, which dropped that line from 43 to 42 points. So I'm going to go under. I don't think they score more than 36 to 38 points. I like the under in the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game. That's your free pick.
Take us out, JR.
Guys, it's about making money and being ready to do the right thing and knowing when to pull the trigger. Now, I'm going to give you this blowout winner tonight. Love the game, and I mean love it tonight in Brazil. Get it free right now on the recorded line, 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669. You're going to get the Packers-Eagles absolutely free on a recorded line. Call that number, and guys, sign up and make some money with us. Call that number, 888-9-WIN-NOW, 888-994-6669. And keep in mind, we don't just do NFL. We're going to be having a blast in college football all year long. Big false favorite I told you to call last week. North Texas was that winner outright, and UNLV in the evening. Guys, let's do it again, 888-994-6669. And check us out at TakingVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.